The day I started using Instagram, I fell in love with it. It was actually a bit like falling in love with somebody you found instantly attractive, and you were completely bowled over, and you immediately started to want to spend time with them, get to know them. You immediately thought that you'd finally come home and that this was definitely the one for you. And just like every normal romance, which begins with projection and begins with you imagining that you have a clue what it is you've actually fallen in love with, my love affair with Instagram was fine for a short while I was putting up a few photographs and thinking, great, this is the very place where I'll share my photographs, and at the same time I'll be able to see photographs other people put up, and even better, or even more developmental, I'll be able to drop a few comments about other people's photographs and put up a whole succession of likes or loves about photographs. And over a period of time, I'll get some idea of what kind of photographs I really like myself. And this is fantastic. This is really going to help me to develop my eye as a photographer, to develop my critical functions as a photographer, to practice my ability to say nice things to other people that encourage them, and also, help me to get some feedback for my snaps. Now, before I say anything else about Instagram, I want to say I'm not a photographer. I wouldn't dare call myself a photographer. I take snaps. I'm kind of at the level in terms of photography of somebody who was using an Instamatic when everybody else was on SLRs, or somebody who's into small little pocket cameras in comparison with people who are using Hasselblads and goodness knows what, that Fuji camera that I heard Roger Overall, or I read Roger Overall, the documentary photographer, writing about in the last few days. Instagram is seductive. It seduced me. It grabbed me. However, and I bet you knew there was a however and a but coming, I have learned in, let us say, about 3-4 weeks of using Instagram that I don't know what I'm dealing with at all. What I'm dealing with is much more complex, has many more aspects to it than I ever imagined. And the first thing that got me was that many of the photographs that I liked had been, by the time I got to see them, had been liked by several hundred people. And in fact, some of them were even liked by over 1,000 people. So I said to myself, how can this be? How can anyone get liked by 1,000 people? How can anyone's photograph get in front of 1,000 people? So I just was completely perplexed by this. And then I thought, hey, there's some sort of premium Instagram product which puts your photograph in front of people 2 or 3 days in front of everybody else, so that by the time they get to ordinary free mortals like myself, 1,000 or 10,000 people have already seen it, and 1,000 of them have decided they like the photograph. And then secondly, I began to think, hey, there's a club here. There's a very big secret society from which newcomers are certainly excluded, and God knows how you get into it. And basically, it is one in which, you know, thousands of people support each other by liking each other's photographs. And thirdly, I noticed a very interesting plaintive cry coming along every now and again from somebody who said, you know, I like your photographs, they're fantastic. Please come over and look at mine and I'll follow you back. So there was a kind of public bartering, which was, you know, come and follow me and I'll follow you, or else I followed you, now please follow me. So I thought, all right, so this is, there's a kind of a, you know, there are unspoken rules and it's okay to do this. You wouldn't really get away with trying to do that on Twitter by saying publicly, you know, follow me and I'll follow you, or else I followed you, therefore you owe it to me to follow me. So So this was all just so different, and I began to realise that, you know, I didn't know who I'd fallen in love with. That was all right. That seemed complex enough. I could kind of negotiate those things. And then I noticed that many of the photographs that I liked, and goodness knows how I came to like them, and many of the people I came to follow, and goodness knows how I came to follow them. It was probably by just going into what was popular and tapping on a few of those, having seen a couple of photographs that I liked, I decided to follow them based on the idea that if they were good on a Monday, they were likely to be good on a Wednesday and Thursday, or good for me. But no, I noticed that all these people were using hashtags, and some of the photographs had 20 and 30 hashtags after them, and I thought to myself, now, hang on a second, what does this mean? I know what hashtagging means on Twitter, but it does actually, you'd never have the space to have, you know, 20 hashtags in a tweet. And Instagram has, and this is another seductive feature, I suppose, what appears to be an infinitely expandable space for writing stuff, including lists of these hashtags. And so I thought, what on earth is this? So here I am, out on my, you know, 10th or 20th or 30th date with, you know, not yet having fully consummated the relationship. And I'm discovering that this creature that I fell for is not only different, but is different from any other forum I've ever occupied before. And then I came across a conversation which was all about whether you should leave comments, or whether how important comments were and how important likes were. And that was easy enough for me, because I am a commenting person. I found it to be, you know, I liked leaving comments. But then I realised that an awful lot of people on Instagram are from, speak different languages and write different languages. And in fact, since it seems entirely, well, not entirely, but almost entirely to operate through the medium of English, or the part of it that I've been on operates through the medium of English, people who don't speak English can't really write it either. Are perfectly capable of liking something and making a very big statement by liking it, and being totally unable to comment, and feel that, well, look, there's not much point in me leaving a comment in Serbo-Croat or in Hindi, because nobody's gonna follow it in the big centres of population, although that wouldn't be true, I suppose, in Hindi. But anyway, there's that whole aspect to it too. So basically, I suppose what this audio is about has been, you know, what it's like to fall for somebody, imagine that you're in love with them, and then discover that you are you're in an entanglement from which you're not sure whether you're going to go forward, sort it all out, iron out all the wrinkles, and basically join up. In other words, sign up to this relationship, or say, look, hang on a second, I made a mistake, I'm a little bit scared of what I'm getting into, and I certainly don't want to be like the poor wallflower in the corner who doesn't really understand what's going on, is too nervous to do anything because he's completely overwhelmed by the rules. So that's it, that's my take on Instagram. Please give us a comment or an audio about Instagram. I have yet to look up and see whether, if I check out Audioboo, whether I'll find many audios about Instagram. And if I do, I'll be coming back with what I think in relation to what I had to say. So look, all the best. Paul O'Mahony from Cork, saying bye-bye.